You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about the late beloved Pope John Paul II, who one day had granted an interview to a reporter. And the reporter was going through his list of questions, and the next question on his list that he asked the Holy Father was, "So, Your Holiness, how many people work in the Vatican?" And the Pope, with a wry smile, replied, "Well, I'd say about half of them." I remember an old, crusty, but wise Irish Monsignor in our diocese, now deceased, who used to always say, "What we need around here is more workhorses and fewer show horses." Certainly his words are quite consistent with the words of Jesus in today's gospel, when he says, "Whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus makes these statements, of course, in response to his disciples' request that they be given a place of honor, sitting one on his right and the other on his left. But Jesus makes it clear that in the kingdom of God, honor is not about where you are seated, but rather about how you serve others. Sometimes priests may be asked by people, "Would you like to be a bishop someday?" Of course, if I'm ever asked that question, I have my standard response of, "No, I don't want to be a bishop. I want to be a cardinal so I can play shortstop." One of my favorite saints is Saint Bonaventure, a 13th century Franciscan priest of great talent and intellectual ability, who once turned down an appointment to be an archbishop. But later on, he was appointed a cardinal. And when the papal legates brought him his red cardinal's hat, he told them to hang it on a nearby tree because he was busy washing dishes, and his hands were wet and greasy. More recently, Archbishop Dolan of New York was named a cardinal. And when he went to Rome to receive the traditional red hat from the Pope, he remarked afterwards that indeed it was a nice honor, but also a bit frightening because the red symbolizes that as a cardinal of the church, he must be willing to shed his blood for the faith. "Can you drink the cup that I drink?" Jesus asked his disciples and us. This third Sunday of October is designated as World Mission Sunday, a time for us to remember that though we are not all sent to other lands to be a missionary, we are still all missionaries, called to proclaim the good news of God's love and word and deed to all people in our world. Also on this Sunday, we're reminded that we are to support those who do represent us in serving the church in mission territories and lands in our own country and throughout the world. This weekend marks the 20th anniversary of the five sisters of the Adorers of the Blood of Christ religious community from Rouma, who were murdered while serving as missionaries in Liberia. Sister Barbara Ann Mutra, Sister Kathleen McGuire, Sister Mary Jo Comer, Sister Agnes Miller, and Sister Shirley Comer exemplify today in a very heroic way what Jesus meant when he asked in today's gospel, "Can you drink from the cup that I drink." The disciples, James and John, sons of Zebedee, were ambitious. Mark tells us in today's gospel that they were a bit too ambitious. For ambition can be a vice or a virtue. If our ambition is to do more good and to set our sights even higher, to be more generous and selfless in serving others, then ambition is a virtue. But if our ambition is like that of James and John, to simply achieve more power or prestige or acclaim, then it's a dysfunctional desire that is contrary to genuine discipleship. It's a vice. Here in our parish, as we talk about full stewardship, that's ambitious. It's an ambition to challenge ourselves to do even more, to aim even higher. That's what we are called to do as disciples of the Lord Jesus, never being satisfied with where we are, but always trying to do more and better. And so let us seek to be ambitious, to be even better disciples, to do even more to serve God by serving one another, seeking always, as Jesus instructs us, not to be served, but to serve, and to give our lives and selfless love for others, even when there is nothing in it for us except hardship, challenges, difficulty, and maybe even suffering. But the good news is, when we seek to be first in service, we have the inner joy and peace and fulfillment of knowing that we are being faithful to our call to discipleship, and that whatever we give here on earth will be returned to us 100-fold in the life to come. Can we drink of this cup?